Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
What's up, honeys? What's
hey,
up?
Hey, hey.
What's up, tiny whinies?
Ho, 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 it's Christmas.
We're both really hungover, I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm-hmm. I was actually fine when I woke up, and then now I've got a headache.
Mine's been a solid, like, it's been a 10 out of 10. And I can't, like, you know, sometimes they hit you. It's like almost like I haven't slept. Like, it's that bad of a hangover.
Oh, God, death.
We drank, what did you drink? I can't.
So I started off on sparkling wine. Which, by the way, guys, is all natural and unfiltered. It was really interesting,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't taste it.
Did it was I? Lovely. No, why you didn't. Because she was having, guys, she was having dirty martinis. And she goes to me, extra dirty. And the way she goes, I got you, honey. And then, like, winked at you. I was like, this is so inappropriate.
Is that what happened? I don't remember.
It was quite
funny. I basically
funny.
Like it to just be a glass of olive brine with a bit of vodka.
Is that what the extra dirt is?
Yeah.
The olive?
The dirt, yeah. Three olives.
I see.
Pop them in.
It did
there.
Look really cool. Very James Bond of you.
And they're also so small, but they really are like rocket.
I like
fuel.
The glass.
I think that's what's killed me. I think it's that.
Obviously.
I feel shaky today.
Oh, no, there's nothing worse than the shakes. I know yeah. exactly the type
and
of hangover
like,
that you
mean. And I feel so sick that I yeah, don't yeah, want to yeah. eat, but I want to
yeah,
eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a
oh,
real bad.
I'll go after this and get a lovely like burger and some chips.
From where? On my own? I'm upset about this like crusty thing.
I know, guys, right, just to ask you all something. When I was in Bali, I have rings on that I never really take off certain fingers, right?
Yeah.
And it was almost like I'd been bitten under the rings, and I would take them off and itch, and I'd be like, God, what's going on with the skin underneath my rings? And I think it might be the sun cream I was putting on then getting trapped under the ring, or like chlorine from the pool, I don't know. And it's
I
basically
think it's
chlorine
from the pool.
Made it go bright red and raw, and now it's like really dry, and I'm just letting it breathe, and I'm not putting the rings on.
What it's going to do is it'll crust off, and then you'll get new skin, and then it'll be
hopefully
fine.
Hopefully, it's all right.
I've had the exact
hope
same thing.
I'm not
thing.
Allergic to bloody yellow gold. Slightly inconvenient.
Yeah, I got a new earring the other day, and it went really rusty, and the brand said that it was me who was allergic. I was like, I don't think it is.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know, quite well, right.
What a silly, silly thing for them to say to you. That is just absurd. You're allergic to gold. It could be possible, but you'd rash up everywhere else, though. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense, does it? Okay.
Should we talk about the wine, just briefly?
Yes, yeah, so
it's a Cabernet Sauvignon.
There's no yeast in it, guys. What the hell?
Wait, so does that mean it's gluten-free? Yes. Hold on. I don't think there's ever yeast in wine. That's beer.
So why have they put that then?
Don't know.
It's a vintage.
I'm going to take a little sippy sip.
This is either going to help me or make me feel awful.
Oh my God, I really like that. I really like that. Does anyone remember back in the like early days of podding?
They all taste the same.
Sophie would go, this one's 12.5%. Like you would comment on the percentage as if it was like such an important factor of the wine.
Yeah. I'm going to do it again.
It's 12.5. I've just said it.
Oh, it's probably, so it's a low red wine.
Here we go. She goes talking about the percentage.
I wonder what that red wine was that we drank last night because that was punchy.
It was lovely. Oh, yeah, we had a really fun double date last night. Right? Yeah, guys, it was
Toby's
really
back in the business.
It was really fun. And we all got really, really, really pissed. I think the reason why we went back to yours to carry on the conversation, Toby and Jamie were having a really good conversation. They weren't finished yet.
And
they were closing the bar. So then we went up to yours.
Because in my mind, I just remember being downstairs in the bar. And then I just remember waking up this morning. I fully don't
know.
I vaguely have a vision of you sat around my table and like looking really tired.
But I'm also jet lagged. So for me to stay up that late, it's like pretty good.
Yeah. Well, what time did we go to bed? I have no idea.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm really impressed with myself, actually.
Can you give me some inkling of what time you went to bed?
I have no idea. You know what? I could look on my Uber receipts if you really wanted me to.
Yeah, because I could.
Sorry, guys.
Could have been 9 p.m. Deep could dive have been into 2 a.m. I really couldn't tell you.
Okay, Toby must have done it. It wasn't me because it says 6:30 p.m. And I'm like, surely not. That is so embarrassing. Imagine it's like 9:20. We were like, God, it's so late.
What I'm upset about is I think I was drinking too much. I didn't really enjoy the food. And I feel like
I'm the same. I was too pissed. I couldn't taste anything. I can't really remember. The octopus and then I'm just delicious.
Yeah, that's like my only memory. Same. I feel like the baba ganoush was a bit too flavoursome.
The
for
dip
me.
Was lovely at the beginning. The garlic.
I feel like we
one.
Didn't get much food.
Also, they forgot the flipping taramasalata. I've just remembered that.
No, they didn't. I've got a photo of it on my phone. I don't think
would have taken it and had it all to himself. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
He didn't let me have any of it.
Scoop that up into his mouth in a heartbeat. Yum. Right.
Anyway, it was delicious, guys. Dilemma one. Hey, Melissa and Sophie. Have recently become obsessed with the pod. Literally been listening at every opportunity. Super quick one. Less of a dilemma, more of just wanting to know your opinion on this. Do I get the boy I've been seeing a Christmas present? I've been seeing him for about 4 months, but we've only been exclusive for 2 months. I'm not sure if it's enough time to warrant a gift exchange. I love the whole aspect of giving gifts at Christmas, so I think it would be a nice idea. And it has just been my birthday, and he was very generous with his gift.
Oh, yeah.
That, 100 one hundy.
One hundy.
If you think yes, what are some lovely little low-key presents I could give him? Situationships are always so awkward when it comes to this because I don't want to look like a weirdo.
Okay, look, if you're going out, I don't think you cannot get him a Christmas present.
100%. Also, if he's got you a birthday present that was like really generous, then it's almost rude if you don't get him a Christmas present at this point.
It's kind of savage and mean.
You must.
What's a nice thing? I always just think like go on to like Browns or Net-a-Porter and go on gifts for men.
God, we're such cop outs. Yeah, go on.
Or alternatively, you could like a framed like piece, not a big piece of art, but you know, like a print and frame it.
You're not such a mum.
No. You know, like the cool ones. That's not a lame present.
Get like a print.
No, but you do know what I mean.
No.
Like a cool, like I'm not saying go and spend like $3,000 on a painting.
Oh no, 100 not.
I'm talking like a cool piece of art that's basically cheap. You can get
them.
You
know what? Not on the high streets. Pretty good for stuff like that.
Oh, no, fun. No. That's literally just me at school. That reminds me of me at school.
She
that's
wants to
where
get
I
him
get
something
every
small and fun and, like, silly.
That
but
I
it's
used to
more
get
of a gesture.
My first boyfriend, every single thing I'd get from him would be not on the high street.
Okay, right. So scrapping that idea.
You could
maybe
make
you
him
could a make him a hamper of, like, fun stuff.
So lame after 4 months.
Fuck me.
Just go get him some boxes. No, that's a bit boring, isn't it?
Oh, no, you know what? No, I would just get like a
Why
mini
get him
sack.
A nice jumper?
Do a sack, like a really joke sack, and just put jokes things in there. And maybe put like a little voucher for you guys to like go out for a nice meal.
No,
some
no.
Socks.
No, no. I don't like that idea at all. I would get him like a cool hoodie or something.
But that's expensive. She should get something small.
She get him like a 60 quid one. They have been going out for 4 months and it's Christmas. Situationship for what? Well, you just got her a big birthday present. So here, happy birthday. Here's some Domino's for
not
you.
Not gonna lie, what I would do is I'd actually just take him out for dinner and be like, I'm paying for this lovely, lovely meal. Happy Christmas.
No, you would get him a present.
No, not after 4 months. I absolutely wouldn't. I was in that situation. I did not.
But if Toby got you a birthday present, that's where it's all getting fucked up here. He shouldn't have done that, really.
The birthday is really spanner in the
works. What did he get her? Like,
I would just take someone out for a lovely meal and be like, happy. I want to take you out for a nice meal for Christmas. Like, it's chilled.
Yeah,
buying a gift and wrapping it up and give it to someone after 4 months.
Lingerie.
No, it's always giving me the ick for some reason.
Yeah, I would just.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just too much.
What did I do with Jamie?
Get him a pack of cards and be like, and a bottle of wine, and be like, this is us for the evening. Lovely, happy Christmas.
You could get him a bottle of wine. Depends how old they are. Oh, you could get him like a nice. I used to always just get Jamie that beef jerky from Selfridges. Honestly,
the biltong.
The biltong, because it was so expensive. This Wagyu biltong.
I got that for him a couple of times.
And then you ate it because you didn't see him. So you're like, oh, I just ate it.
It was disgusting. Don't
see so gross. It's literally like eating fat. It like melts in your mouth. But if he likes like a type of food, get him that. Get him a pork pie. I don't know, sorry.
But I would just take him out for dinner and be like, happy Christmas. And like, just take him out for a lovely evening. Like, it's just more chilled. Wrapping up a gift and being like,
how many times
Christmas?
Do you think Melissa and I say lovely? Because I probably say it 17 times a day. And all of our chat is just lovely.
70% of our vocabulary is lovely.
Lovely. Okay.
Let's go out for a lovely, lovely lunch. It's the twice as well.
Yeah. It's very roomy as well.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely lunch. Okay, right. Dilemma two. Hi, girls. I really love the podcast. I always listen to it on my way up to uni on the train.
Lovely.
I've been living with two of my closest friends since September, and it's honestly been so amazing and fun. We've recently become friendly with a group of boys who live across the hall, and it started off as really nice and harmless, from just occasionally visiting them to a play, a card or drinking game, and we would all get along so well. However, last week, I left to go home a day earlier than I normally do, and my roommates both went to visit the boys across the hall, and they said weed got involved. One of my friends invited one of the boys to just snuggle with her, and they ended up having sex during the night and the next morning. Normally I wouldn't put much thought or care into my friend's sex life, but she has been in a relationship for the past year, and they seem so perfect to be the perfect pair. They never argue, and she has never seemed happier, so I'm confused as to why she cheated on a boy with a boy she hardly knows. What makes it worse is she does not seem guilty about it whatsoever. Oof. The day after it happened, she went and spent the whole weekend with her boyfriend and pretended like nothing happened.
No, the morals. And yeah. She's not in the right place here.
She blames the situation on weed, but it would have basically been out of her system, so I'm not buying it. What's worse is she's still talking, flirting and visiting the lad she slept with while also talking to her boyfriend as if nothing happened. Nothing romantically has happened between them since, but she seems to have no interest in telling her boyfriend what happened, as the only time she mentioned confessing is when I asked her if she's going to tell him, and she said she will when the time is right, but she isn't very convincing. My other roommate isn't saying much to her about it, as she is worried about upsetting her, as my friend often gets ahead of herself and normally gets very defensive and aggressive when anyone tries to set her straight over anything. I have no idea what to do. I hate upsetting and confronting people, so trying to show her what she did was wrong or convince her to tell her boyfriend sounds like hell, as I know she will start shouting and screaming. Oh, but I feel terrible for her boyfriend and hate just sitting back and watching all this happen. However, if I went and told him what happened, it would ruin my friendship with my roommate and would cause a huge strain on our living situation. I don't know what to do. Help. Ooh. You can't go tell the boyfriend.
No, absolutely not. This isn't your place. I know it's difficult when you have good ethics and like good morals, right? But at the end of the day, it's not your relationship. And the truth always comes out. He'll find out. I hope.
I think you really just need to like not get involved. I know it's
really... I so agree.
But like, it's kind of rank. I also don't agree. And
I think be like... Look, I would be like... If you're going to cheat, I would rather not know about it, so can you please like not let it be anything that any of us that I'm aware of, like, don't, like, you're not even trying to hide it, and it's quite hard for me to just like sit and watch it happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fine, it's your business, but don't involve me in it. I'd rather not know.
And also I wouldn't be so scared of her. It feels like you're really scared of her, which isn't a good friend.
No, anyway. Sounds a bit toxic.
Sounds actually. A bit.
Like, you should be able to say to your friend, like, no, you've misbehaved. Like, we tell each other all the time.
You've misbehaved.
You really
misbehaved.
Don't do that. Like, that's not good.
Yeah, you should be able to say that.
Yeah.
That is misbehaving.
From this point of view, I think for the sake of your living situation and blah, 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 you should just not say anything.
Yeah.
Try and stay out of it and try not to let it bother you.
Like, also,
it's not your place.
Yeah, it's not your place. If you were the guy's best friend,
then different story.
Different story, and you knew she was getting cheated on, but you're mm-hmm. not. You're kind of, your loyalty's lying with her, but I get where you're coming from. It's really not cool.
It's really not.
Sorry.
I think just say to her, like, look, if it starts to happen again, it's quite obvious, be like, look, I'm actually finding it quite hard to be on board with this kind of thing. So do you mind just like keeping it under wraps? Because I just feel so bad for your boyfriend or whatever. Like morally, it doesn't sit that well with me. And like, obviously it's your business, but I don't want to know about it and I don't want to see it.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's like quite a good way of going about
100%.
It.
100.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Okay, right, a boy's written this dilemma in. Sorry, this is so exciting.
Love this.
Right, everybody, listen.
Listen the hell up.
Hi, ladies. Been listening to your podcast the past couple of months now. And as a guy, I really love the fresh perspective you put on things. Lovely.
I love it.
Much appreciated, as it has been a difficult time for me.
Oh.
Dot, dot, dot. My dilemma. My girlfriend of 5.5 years broke up with me around 6 weeks ago. I have been able to accept the reasons for our breakup, but she recently told me she's seeing someone. Though it hurts to hear, I'm genuinely all right with it. She still has quite a few bits of stuff at my place. Though every time we arrange for a time for her to pick it up, she flakes work drinks or dinners or something. I still love her and care for her and genuinely believe she is my person.
No.
But I know we can't be together right now. I believe she feels the same but doesn't want to fully let go. I'm unsure on the approach I should take with it in terms of trying to talk to her about it or let her figure it all out and give her time. Love what you guys are doing. # men have feelings. Oh my God, you sweets are. Yes, they do. Men are more sensitive than girls sometimes, I actually think.
Oh, that boy is so lovely.
What a babe you are for writing that in. You
sound baby or a babe?
Babe.
What a babe you are writing that in. That's very encouraging.
No.
You big baby.
Absolute babe. Very considerate.
He sounds just like such a love. I think trust the process. And I think if she's your person, she's your person.
She'll come back.
Like, there's nothing worse than you chasing her.
Yeah.
Although sometimes I do think people let people go too easily. It's hard to say because unless she's got the ick.
Doesn't sound like she does.
Yeah, so then I think if you, like, fought for her, but it sounds like he also doesn't think they're right at this right time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you haven't explained, which is fair enough because it's private, the reasons behind the breakup. So we don't know. It could be anything. But 5.5 years is a long time to be with somebody, and you do grow and change as people along the way, and sometimes you still love each other, but like the other components just don't match up, right?
Yeah, I did see something really interesting the other day, and it was saying sort of like exactly what you just said. You can still love somebody, but you're just not right
for them
anymore. And you know, just I just really think trust the process, like feel the feels. Like you obviously care for her, you're obviously such a nice guy, and if you're meant to be, you probably will be, but
I think
maybe this isn't the right time.
I agree, and I think maybe having the conversation is too soon right now. It's been even 6 weeks, which in the grand scheme of things isn't a long time at all. And I think for her to have ended the relationship is quite punchy. But I think that you just have to let it be. Like, she's taken the decision to leave the relationship.
You have to respect her.
Yeah, maybe don't go diving into having like deep, intense conversations about what you guys are going to do, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think just...
You have to let her just do her
thing.
Let
the dust settle.
And if she comes back, she comes back.
Let her miss you a bit.
Yeah.
Try it.
Post some fit pictures on Instagram.
No, that's not cool when a boy does that.
This is the toxicity side of me coming out.
I think it's kind of lame-o when a boy does that.
What, just post school bitches?
Yeah, I know Toby's a model, so he's like accepted. Like, I accept him doing that.
I'm not talking like take your top off and take a selfie. Like, I just mean like have fun with your friends and like document it. And like when someone sees someone having fun,
I know, like, but also kind of a bit obvious. I'm like, oh, who are they broken up now? And they're like, woo, look at me on the night out.
Yeah, you got to make it really low key. I so agree. I actually didn't post.
I think it's like even better just to be radio silent. And they're like, what the fuck are they doing?
I didn't post anything for ages.
I never post it ever. Not sure who I'm trying to impress. And I post all the time.
Sophie's like, I'm trying to be so mysterious. I never post anything. Hashtag I am also an influencer for my job.
But I do think it's like way cooler when people don't post.
But
I'm always like, ooh, wonder what they're up to. Don't know. Never show me. Yeah. No insight into
obviously don't do the whole like I'm going out clubbing and like I'm out with the boys and like all that shit. That is death. Like that's just 101 not acceptable for anyone to do.
Any sort of boomerang of cheersing. Just vomit now. Just no, you're done. Any boomerang really, delete.
100 not a vibe.
Any boomerang for a man It's a real no. Any boomerang for a girl, just stop doing it.
Okay, right, I'm really sorry. We're really gunning for people. The post boomerangs just turned into a session of us just telling people what they can and can't post on Instagram. Sorry, we don't
mean it. It's very, like, mumsy though, isn't it? I'm just saying it how it is.
I know what you mean. To be fair, I've got no idea what's even cool anymore. I don't even have TikTok.
We're all over TikTok, you absolute
fool. I know, but I don't have a personal account where I make things.
Like, no, neither me.
We have a TikTok of our podcast, different thing, and I never look on it and scroll, so I don't know.
Neither me, but I think you like it's really
insightful. I know, but I think I would be then on my phone too much, and I don't need right now another platform that's sucking me into my phone. I'm trying to minimize my screen time.
Same. How many hours a day do you look at
your
phone?
I'm trying to minimize it.
And I really want to know.
I'm now leaving
today
my phone
on a hangover. It's bad. What? When?
No. Anyway, if I'm going out for dinner and I'm really close to my house, I'll like leave my phone.
No, that's terrifying. I just
I only did it at farmhouse, but that's
Melissa. I would do it. I was literally like, how do you pay? Like, I just pay
all it, hun.
No, I don't take any cards.
No, from a health and safety perspective, I will take my phone. Okay, fucking annoying though, and they don't come and get their belongings. I actually feel you on that. I had that once.
Also, especially if you live in like London, it's like.
Also, if she's broken up with you, she should get her shit and get out because it's like quite annoying for you. You just got to like look at her stuff every day.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I mean? They've broken up with you and then they've just left all their stuff in your house. Like, ugh, no.
I've never really had it.
I've had it where I've broken up with someone and they wouldn't get their stuff. And I was like, I will send you your shit.
It's weird that that was a weird situation.
Just get it out of my house. Like, I don't want it now. I will literally throw it away. So inconvenient.
And
take up so much space.
Where's he going to put it? In a bin liner then?
So this is what I would do if I was you with this situation. I'd be like, look, let me know when you're at home. I'm going to send you your things, like, no problem.
Pop it in an Uber.
Yeah, it'd be like, no stress. I will just send it to you. Or I'll get your friend to drop it. Like, I'll drop it at your mum's. Whatever. Like, just get it out.
Because I do think it's kind of leaving the door open. It's a bit.
I so agree.
And, like, she's just thinking, oh, I can dip my toe back in if I want to.
And she's seeing somebody else.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. You know what? These things happen and, like, you'll be better from it.
Yeah, exactly. And you sound like such a nice guy, so.
Yeah.
You know, the right person and the right situation is definitely going to come full force around the corner.
Full force.
It's that time of the week again. What time is it?
Oh, Not So Single Diaries. This is lovely that we get to do this again, isn't it? Not So Single Diaries.
Can I just say a quick update? You know, we use UTan. I can see it all, UTan, the lip liner on your lips.
Does it look bad?
It looks so good. And I've just realised my mum naturally has this, like this darker outline.
Right, you know who naturally had it as well?
Who?
Harry Barron. He was so lucky. Something happened to him when he went in the sun where he had this really nice, darker, natural lip line around his lips. And I remember always saying to him, like, that? I'm so jealous of this lovely lip line.
Yeah, my mum had it too. And I used to always be like, really across here. She doesn't have a Cupid's bow either. So it's exactly what we like.
Stunning. Okay, right. Yeah. So we're also currently in my flat because we're just having our eyelashes done and we're doing our little.
Yeah, shout out, Emmy.
We're just finishing off our body and having our lashes done. Lovely. Not So Single Diaries.
Not So Single Diaries.
So, oh no, I've actually got something.
Go on.
People sent me screenshots of Toby on a dating app.
Obviously, it's not him. Someone impersonating him. But they've written his name on the account. So it looks like it's actually him. And he's like, normally they just change the name and use your pictures. Catfish. Like, that's happened to him quite a few times. But he's like, they're using my name.
So what did you say? Did you know straight away? Was there any part
obviously,
of
it? Obviously, no. And he was like, maybe if I try and re-download, because I think he had Hinge like a few years ago. So he's like, maybe if I re-download it, try and report it. But then when he downloaded it, he was like, you can't actually search for anyone. Course, they just have to pop up. And so he would never be able to report it himself. You guys, if anyone sees it, you're going to have to report it, basically.
Right, report the Toby on Hinge who likes Sunday roast.
Yeah, like Sunday roast. I don't know what else they put. Quite jokes.
Really quite funny. That is, that's so creepy that some people, girls are probably talking to him, thinking like,
if it is him. Oh, I'm dating Melissa Tad. This is that poor girl, Melissa Tatum, thinks this is her boyfriend and he's on Hinge. No.
No, I can't bear it. I cannot bear it. Right, okay, that's quite a not-so-single diaries at the moment.
That's a good one.
That is. Do you have any other little... You Nugget. Guys are just completely back in full swing.
He's seen my family a few times since the rekindling and also we're calling to break up. Actually, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this.
What?
The gothic stage.
What's wrong with the gothic stage?
Well, it's just because it was all a bit dark and like... strange for us. So
do you call it that to your family?
Yeah. We go, yeah, back in the gothic stage. Tonight will be the night. So yeah.
Right, well, he's lovely and it's all feeling...
It's all fine and lovely.
We've obviously spoken about our gorgeous, gorgeous day. I just saw him again. It's all hunky-dory, really, isn't it?
We're going to get him back on so we can really just dive into the depth of the breakup.
So you guys listen here. Any questions you want, fire them over because let's put him on the spot.
Yeah.
Put him through the ringer.
Oh, sweet toes.
Bridal bridezilla. I realize in life I'm a bit of a bridezilla just anyway compared to Jamie because he's just so nice. And
I don't think you're a bridezilla.
No, but he's just nothing fit. He's just so nice.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
me.
Yeah. So
like, you
nice.
Know, us girls, I'm on my period at the moment. I'm just a bit grumpy. I'm a bit sure. He's just so tolerant with me.
He's just happy to be there, isn't he? Just happy for the ride.
Yeah, nothing.
You'll be shouting. He'll be like, okay, I'm just going to go have some sweets from the kitchen.
Yeah, not fazed by anything, that
not
boy.
Not fazed by anything.
So I also found that for some reason he doesn't like to like involve me in like meetings to do with the wedding. Like he really does just like to control and take everything.
Fine.
Like, which I kind of don't mind, but then like I'm kind of a bit like when he's stressed.
You want to know what's going on. So.
I'm like, why have I not been to Coffee Ginger? But I did see that he's like literally sorted out all of our alcohol, which is crazy and I don't know any of it. So he just gets the job done, that boy.
He is a job done kind of guy.
I don't know how he has the energy. Take my hat off to him. So I'm a bit grateful for him this week.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that's my bride of bridezilla this week.
Sweet. And then should we rate the wine?
Yeah.
This was actually quite a cheap one. And it was flipping delicious.
Yeah, where did we get it from again?
Tesco, £7.
And it's McGuigan Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon.
I love a Cabernet Sauvignon. We've had quite a few of those actually on the podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait to have a glass of red wine.
Oh my god,
week.
You know what? I've just been loving red wine so much the past. It's my favourite wine. But what is it? I have a question. Sometimes red wine gives me red wine lips and teeth, and sometimes I'll drink it all night.
The
and it
tannin.
Touch.
I think it's the tannin, the level of tannin. Is that, am I saying it right?
Can someone tell us?
I'm pretty sure.
And
it's
can
bad.
Someone tell us what type of wine, if we're looking at a menu,
I'm
if we can
learn.
Avoid a certain type? Because it's death when I'm going out for dinner, and then I've got that horrible gammy red wine bit on the inner
I was
part
right.
of my list.
It's an occurring, it's a chemical in the wine that's called tannin.
If anyone has any tips. Yeah, on how we avoid the old red wine or if there's specific wines that
there
we can
There obviously
avoid.
Is specific ones because I agree. Sometimes I don't get an ounce of it. Like I'm completely
Same.
Smooth sailing. And then other times, I do think it's like
Sometimes
I'll
have two glasses. I'm like, what the
A fuck? Malbec, I get it.
Really?
Yeah, always with the Malbec. Not with the Rioja. Maybe I'm literally...
Just someone needs to... Some professional, please give us some advice on that. And I'm also going to rate this one because it's delicious. Oh, I feel like...
And it was only £7, by the way.
I always rate it Testing. 7. I'm actually going to go for an 8.5 just because it was so cheap.
For the price as well, I'm going to go for
Lovely.
An 8. Because that's... I would buy that tonight.
Same.
Lovely. I might have a glass tonight. Why the hell not?
Go on, you deserve it.
I deserve it. Guys, back with another guest next week. And it will be my sister, Georgia Scarlett Habu.
Oh, I love her middle name.
Yeah, Sophie Charlotte and Georgia Scarlett.
Sweet.
Matching. Okay, guys,
Bye,
back
guys.
Next week for more fun.
Love you.
Love you.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.